building. Text us on the Fairway Carts text line at 888-993-7762. Here's your host, Ben Carlisle.
Let's go! BC, Beck Haynes, John Tabor running the board, Bleed Tech Blue Radio, Sports Talk 97.7. We are home for all your Louisiana Tech athletics needs. We're back for Season 12. We thank you for joining us. Football season has finally arrived. Louisiana Tech hits the road for the season opener Saturday night inside Darrell Royal Stadium in Austin, Texas, to take on the 10th-ranked Longhorns. Beck, it's a beautiful sight to see you here tonight, my brother.
Ben, it's been too long. We have been at spring or fall camp practice.
Yeah, you've been there twice.
We've been there all. It's really, you know, the players have been in camp, and Ben, we've really been in radio camp.
Without a doubt.
We've been getting ready. We've got a lot on the docket. Ben's got some fresh stuff coming for you this season in Season 12. Taves is looking sharp as ever on the board. Ben, what can we expect tonight?
Beck, you know, we got a lot on our table. A lot to talk about.
Some things have been happening.
But we're only down to 89 minutes, so we better get to work. Let's go ahead and thank our sponsors. Title sponsor, First National Bank, sponsoring us, Bleed Tech Blue Radio. You can text us, as always, on the Fairway Carts hotline or text on. You can call us or text us.
Test 888 whatever.
993-7762. Also like to thank our other sponsor, Walpole Tire and Service, Dairy Queen, Ideal Portable Buildings, Acme Glass, our good friend Chris Brister at Brister Smokehouse, and O'Neill Gas. Give Zach Walthall and the boys a call. Who knows what's happening tonight on Bleed Tech Blue Radio? Two things are for certain. 6:30 p.m., Louisiana Tech Athletics Director Tommy McClellan will join us. Then at 7 p.m., Anwar Richardson of OrangeBloods.com, that's a Texas rival site, will join us to talk some Texas Longhorns. Who knows? We might get into some Terry Bradshaw talk. Also had some bulletin board material today at the La Tech press conference. Beck, did you get a chance to listen in?
Ben, you told me so much about it, I didn't even feel like I had to go back and listen to it. It's all you've been talking about all day.
Sounds normal.
The interesting thing about the first game of the season, Ben, is you got months and months of material to think about it. No one's talking about third game. So Terry's out there talking about the quarterback. Sneed's out there talking about the cornerbacks.
Yeah.
They're fired up.
Speaking of a long offseason, I've convinced myself that the Dogs are about to go down to Austin, Texas. And
Skip does that to us every time.
Every time.
Every time. I mean, he really respects the opponent.
You would think we're playing the Oakland Raiders.
He either makes us feel like we can beat the good teams or that we might lose to the bad teams.
Yeah.
He's got so much respect for all the teams, Ben.
Sam Ellinger, a.k.a. Tim Tebow.
We were talking before the show. Tell us what that odds website.
Oh, yeah. This is pretty interesting. Yeah. And, Taves, I need you to listen up to this. So I was looking, you know, various odds around the country, you know, always leading up, especially in today's world, you know, it's all about the betting, you know, hop on down to Vicksburg.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, we know. Yeah, we had a gambling segment last year, and you were pretty terrible, so it's not coming
it's
back.
It's coming back.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, well, it's back. Last segment, Beck Haynes. Get all your gambling needs. If you want to lose your money, call him up. So, you know, for quite some time, last 2 months or so, Tech's been around 20-21 point underdog, so I'm surfing Vegas, you know, various websites, getting caught up on, you know, what's Tech need to do, how's Tech do against the spread, how's Texas do against the spread, and I come across Odd Shark, you know, a favorite of Clay Travis, the legend himself.
Absolutely.
Tech's a 20.5 point underdog, over or under 55, which that's pretty low. I think Tech's going to score some points. But, and you know, you got 69% of the money on Texas. You got 74% of the money on the over. But then I come across a predicted score. You want to know what the predicted score from Oddchart and their computer simulations were?
Hit me, BC.
It's going to blow your mind. 32-23 Longhorns.
That's a lot closer than one would think. We'll get into I have a theory as to why that score is so close, and we'll get into that later. I'll save it for you. A little cliffhanger, BC.
Yeah, tease them a little bit.
Yeah, there's some interesting points. I mean, you can get swayed either way, honestly. As the average fan, I'm telling you, I've been on both sides of this spectrum, Ben, and I don't know where I land right now. So I'm hoping this show And your facts is going to educate me and help me be ready.
I can tell you one part you land. That's being an average fan. You know, throughout the offseason, Beck, and I haven't told you this, but one of my favorite things about you is, like you've really become a guy that will speak your mind. Like, you don't have a problem.
No, I got no problem.
So, you know, Bleed Tech Blue, various tweets, you know, they pick up a commitment the other night from Kenny Hunter, 6'10 basketball player out of Shreveport, commits to Louisiana Tech, and Beck just randomly tweets at Bleed Tech Blue and says, I don't know why any player would want to wear those red jerseys. And I read it.
You find me one person in Ruston that likes those blue and red dominant color basketball jerseys.
Beck,
and I'll apologize, but I don't think you're going to find anybody.
It's beside the
They are
point.
Terrible.
It's beside the
Love
point.
The dogs, but terrible uniforms.
It's beside the point. You're just like, man. I'm just like, what is Beck thinking? But, hey, you bring the heat, and if you can't, get out the kitchen. So let's talk about this press conference a little bit. So probably the
– Well, first of all, was it like every other
– No, that's what I'm about to say. Okay. Probably the most – I don't know how to put this. Like, it was a little more wide open, a little more testiness in the room.
Okay.
So, you know, Jamar speaks with the media first. You know, the Bulldogs returning quarterback, 27 career starts under his belt, and, you know, talks a little bit about what he's learned at the Manning Passing Academy. Talks about how, you know, he's not trying to lead by example anymore, wants to, you know, be a vocal leader. He spent a lot of time with his offensive linemen in the offseason. They spend a lot of time watching film together. Really feel like they're on the same page headed into the 2019 season. And then the momentum in the room shifts. Lajarius Sneed, senior safety, steps up to the podium. You know, he's getting some good questions, some hard hitters. And you get on the topic of the Texas wide receivers. And now, let me tell you a little bit about these Texas wide receivers. Colin Johnson returns for his senior year. Could have entered the draft. 6'6", 220 pounds. Devin Duvernay, 5'11", 210. Okay, you know, not the biggest guy in the world.
Yeah.
John Burt.
Kind of like built like you a little bit.
Yeah, John Burt, 6'3", 205. So Johnson and Burt, 6'3", 6'6", pretty big.
Yep.
And then Sneed drops the hammer. Says, Texas receivers can't handle press coverage. We need to press them. And it's like, here we go. This is what we pay to be here for. Expound on it a little bit. So then he goes, Colin Johnson plays the boundary receiver role, and I know Amik Robertson plays the boundary cornerback, and I know he's going to shut him down. Here we go. It's on. Not only has Terry Bradshaw said that Sam Ehlinger is not a 5A quarterback, whatever that means. 5A?
That's high school.
Yeah. But, hey, if Terry says it, it's bulletin board material. So then Lajarius Sneed pokes the bear a little bit, and I'm jacked up. Our good friend at the News Star, Corey Diaz, tweets out the quote, and Texas folks
light it up.
But you would think, like, listen, tagging all the receivers in the tweet. Like, let me tell you something.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you have a problem with him saying that they can't handle the press?
No, I don't have a problem.
You're not like that's giving away our credit.
It's a whole lot better than saying, man, Colin Johnson's the greatest receiver in the country.
Oh, I agree.
But number six is the second best receiver. Like, all that fluff.
We gotta have confidence. Yeah, I'm not mad.
Well, and I like some honesty. Like, if you don't think they can handle the press, well, let me hear it. But then we got these fans thinking they need to jack up their receivers. Let me tell you something. You know why? They couldn't beat Maryland in the season opener the last 2 years. So now they're trying to pump up their receivers because La Tech's coming to town.
Talking smack.
With these new uniforms.
Oh, gosh.
Tech's coming in. Some new gear. Going to be amped up. Front of 100,000. Sam Ehlinger's in there. And Steve.
You think there's going to be 100,000 people there?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. 99 degrees. Body odor floating through the air. 102 on the turf. But I'm back. Football is back. We got to see a little glimpse last week. Florida, Miami. Blake Baker, Manny Diaz. After that, you know, Hawaii taking on Arizona. I don't know if you remember the last time the Dogs were on the field. Hawaii knocked them off by 17. Same quarterback they shut down. Tosses for 434, four touchdowns, no big deal. But, Beck, I got a question for you. You've had a long offseason.
A lot of time to think, Ben, with my thoughts.
Got a question on the text line from our good friend Chase. Chase, thanks for the question.
Ah!
Could it be poem time this year?
Did he just set you up beautifully? Like, is this where you were going?
But Chase, best question we've ever had on the text line. Could it be time for a poem this year? And I must say so myself, Beck. You're the average friend. Fill him in. Are you ready to write a haiku?
Chase, I appreciate the question. Let me clarify for just in case there's any new listeners out there. I know Ben's been running a promotional on BTB, so he probably got hundreds of new followers, subscribers. Last year, Jamar left me a lot to be desired, and Ben always defending him. Ben's always defending him. As he should, he's a fan. A realist is what Ben will tell you he is. So I said, I'm not gonna believe that, and what was my deal? Like, if Jamar plays well,
I'll
write an apology poem, but basically
he's got to prove.
I'm a little disappointed. Jamar is not bad. Okay? He's a good quarterback. I just want him to be a little better.
Slightly better than average,
slightly
but
better
inconsistent.
Than average. Inconsistent. I think everybody would say that.
We need consistency week to week.
Right. And I know it's not all his fault, but he is the leader on the team, as he should be. We'll get to that later, Ben. So basically I said I'm not buying into this, but if I'm wrong, I'll write him a poem. So week after week, we waited to see how he would perform, and never, in my opinion, never deserved an apology poem from me. Jamar played about how Jamar played, and we had some really good games, more team wins. I was kind of just looking for a Heisman candidacy game, you know, like, man.
Yeah, jump into the Heisman
trophy
race. Jump
into the Heisman race. It's not that hard, Jamar, you know.
Yeah, come on. Be Tua. Be Kyler Murray.
So I'm not going to say it won't happen this year, Chase, but let me tell you this right now.
Let's hear this different angle.
This is what we do in our fantasy football group, and I think it's valid. Whenever we get a new member, which is not very much because it's an incredible league, one of our members, Kevin, doesn't refer to him by his name, just his phone number.
Area code.
Area code. Calls him 318, 412, whatever. Whatever their area code is. He just refers to them as that until they've earned their respect in the league via trash talk or via wins or trades or whatever. So I think I'm just going to call Jamar 8 or QB1.
So you're not referring to his name from this point forward?
No.
8 or QB1?
As far as I'm concerned.
You earn your name.
You earn your name. It's not disrespect. It's just, I hope he feels the need to step up and wants to be called by his name. So I'm just going to call him 8. So Chase, it could be a poem that if Jamar just balls out, going into his senior year, Ben.
27 career starts.
27 career starts.
Going to end up third all-time in passing
yards.
Yeah,
in the numbers, he's going to be great. Everybody's going to be like, oh, I remember Jamar. He wasn't terrible.
You just called him Jamar.
I'm not there yet. I haven't declared it yet, Ben. And it's going to take some adjustment for me, honestly.
Going with 8.
I'm going to call him 8.
There we go.
So Chase, if he has a year, if 8 has a year that's worthy of a poem, then I mean, I'm not scared. I'm fine coming back. If I talk big game, I got to be able to write a poem.
Yeah, I hope you get punched right in the mouth.
I do too, because that means Tech wins every game.
I just hope you watch the games this year.
Ben, I always watch the game. Are you going to Texas, Ben?
No, I'm not.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, you're going to Dallas. Games in Austin.
To be closer than you.
Yeah, games in Austin. Good question on the text line. Joey Freshwater. Not Lane Kiffin, Joey Freshwater. Loving the energy tonight, BC. BC bringing the heat, that's right. How do you think this receiver duo of Hardy and Graham compares to the best of the past couple of seasons? Mainly Trent and Carlos. I think these two could be the best yet and set up Jamar with a career year. Let's go, Dogs. Joey Freshwater. Joey, great question. We're going to jump to our first timeout. We come back after the break. BC, Beck Haynes going to break it down. Going to take a little short snippet at the La Tech 2019 season. You're listening to Bleed Tech Blue Radio Sports Talk 97.7.
At First National Bank, part of being the uncommon bank is a dedication to community involvement. We are dedicated to the communities we serve. First National Bank has the privilege of partnering with MedCamps of Louisiana for the 2017 Louisiana Tech football season. For every touchdown the Bulldogs score, FNB will donate $100 to MedCamps, a nonprofit organization that provides a residential camping experience free of charge to children living with special needs. Visit their website, MedCamps.org, for more information on how you can help. First National Bank, we promise to be uncommon in all things we do. Member FDIC.
The Bleed Tech Blue Radio Show is brought to you in part by O'Neill Gas. O'Neill Gas offers propane delivery to homes and businesses throughout North Louisiana. For more information, go to O'NeillGas.com.
Life's just more fun on a new EasyGo from Fairway Carts in Minden. It's more fun tailgating or camping with the family with an EasyGo multi-passenger cart. It's more fun hunting and doing farm chores with an EasyGo utility cart. And Fairway Carts always has a great selection of EasyGo gas or electric carts with the performance you need and the value to please any budget. Have more fun on a new EasyGo from Fairway Carts in Minden. Call 318-371-CART and go Bulldogs!
Acme Glass and Mirror, we have so much more. Whether business, home, or auto, we have the glass you're looking for.
Here at Acme Glass and Mirror, our mission is to provide you the best quality and service at a great price. Our multi-location inventory offers you the best value for your investment. Call us or stop by one of our many locations or visit us online at acmeglassandmirror.com.
Give us a break and we'll shine through.
Ready for a healthy dose of Louisiana Tech sports. Bleed Tech Blue Radio, brought to you by First National Bank, is back on the radio. Call or text the show on the Fairway Carts hotline, 888-993-7762.
Welcome back. Bleed Tech Blue Radio, Ben Carlisle, Beck Haynes, joining you live from the Sports Talk 97.7 studios. John Tabor running the board. Beck, before we went to break, got a good question on the text line from Joey Freshwater. How does the duo of Adrian Hardy and Isaiah Graham compare to the likes of Trent Taylor, Carlos Henderson? And, you know, first things first, Hardy.
Give everybody a little refresh. We know who Hardy is.
Yeah, Isaiah Graham, transfer from TCU, native of Bastrop High School, sat out the 2018 season. He'll make, you know, I believe it'll be his first career start Saturday night opposite Hardy on the outside for Tech. And
we've watched him, you and I sometimes have watched him at camp, and
he's a really good
player. You can just tell when you're watching him. Like it's a next level receiver.
Yeah, he's
quick,
fast,
always open, catches the ball.
Really elusive when he gets it in his hand. He's a really good player. And you know, when you talk about Hardy and Graham compared to, you know, Carlos and Trent, the four of them are completely different receivers, especially when you compare the two duos. You know, Trent's more of a slot guy, a guy that understands how to get open in the middle of a zone defense. Can really beat you in man, you know, or he could when he was in college. Carlos was more of a player, beat you with the speed, really good ball carrier. When you talk about Hardy and Graham, they're more complete receivers that are similar to Henderson in the fact that they play on the outside. But, you know, Graham's more of a speed guy. He can get north and south, can beat you vertically. But
he's just going to be hard to keep up with.
Yeah, but he's got the ability to run the full route tree. Hardy, you know, especially at the end of last year, I thought he was banged up a little bit, you know, didn't seem to have that extra gear. He's more of that possession type, can box you out.
Yeah, he's more physical than Graham's going to be. Graham's going to be shiftier, tough to keep up with for cornerbacks.
Exactly, but I think when you talk about those two, and you can even throw in the grad transfer Malik Stanley from South Alabama that Tech added over the summer, he's going to play a major role in this offense as well. Those three on the outside are going to give – Tech offensively a look that we haven't seen in the last 2 years while Jamar and, you know, while Skip's been calling the plays. You know, in the past we've had Bonnet opposite Hardy. It's been week to week. Is he going to be in the lineup or not due to the various injuries that he's had? But these three guys, they're going to make cornerbacks respect them, which will open things up not only in the run game, but, you know, also over the middle for the likes of a Griffin Hebert, who will be a rising redshirt sophomore. C.J. Powell's back in the slot. Smoke Harris is a guy that I'm excited to see play as well. But I think Hardy and Graham both have a chance to be really good. Right now, I would say Hardy's the better of the two. But it like if Graham ends up putting up better numbers than Hardy, and you're going to think I'm crazy for saying that, I won't be surprised. He's that good. He's that competitive. He loves playing football. He never has a bad day. You talk about a leader offensively. That's what he is. And I'm really excited to see, you know, what both he and Grant or he and Hardy can do. But they're going to be two really good receivers. Now, are they to the level of Carlos and Trent? I need to see it before I believe it.
Right. That was my biggest takeaway from camp this year. Is I know that with injuries
the
last
offense
year,
is improved.
There's just playmakers this year that we didn't have last year. We had them maybe potentially, but they were out with injury or disciplinary
reasons. Younger,
So this year their weapons are kind of spread across the field. Smoke Harris is going to be everywhere.
Harris is the type of receiver that
he's more like. I don't want to say Trent.
He's more like Trent.
Right.
He doesn't quite understand how to get open like Trent did, but he's also a freshman. But he's that type of player that you get him the ball in space, you let him make a couple of guys miss, and then once he does make you miss, he can take it the distance.
Right.
And he'll return kicks as well.
There were so many times this over the middle that he would just make a catch that you're like, I mean, he's, you know, he can fit in my pocket, but he's getting up above everybody to make him catches.
Really good athleticism.
Good hands.
And like, you know, in years past, Teddy Veal, great receiver, but Teddy Veal wasn't a guy that was going to beat you with his speed. He was more of a route runner type that got himself open. So we'll see a different dimension of the Tech offense this year. And I think they're improved. But like I've maintained throughout fall camp, I want to see it in a game before I'm fully bought into this offense is going to take that next step to where they're averaging, you know, 32, 35, 37 points a game again. That's kind of where I stand. I think they're improved, but, you know, with Israel Tucker, Jaquise Dancy, Justin Henderson at running back, I think they'll be improved. But, like I said, I need to see it in game action. So let's take a look at this schedule. Bet, we're going to run through it pretty quick. I need win or loss. Or you don't know.
You going to put me on the spot.
Yeah, let's go. At Texas, we'll skip it because we're picking it last. We'll say it's a loss for both of us. Grambling State, home opener.
W.
Yeah, count it, W.
Quarterback may even have a name after that game, Ben. Who knows?
Yeah, well, you'll just tell me it was Grambling. Fallen week after Grambling at Bowling Green. Interesting matchup. Not a team that Tech fans
I can't say I know much about them.
Yeah, me neither. I can tell you one thing.
Though.
Bowling Green sucks. Yeah, Bowling Green's pretty terrible, but following the Bowling Green game, short week, Friday, FIU comes to town, probably the best team in Conference USA, Butch Davis, we know what he did with the U back in 2001, he won a championship, Ken Dorsey was his quarterback, I think Tech wins this
On
a short week.
Close.
Short week, Dogs play well.
Maybe a field goal.
Yeah, field goal, Bailey Hale wins it, September the 28th, tricky game, at Rice, a team that was awful a year ago, but I think they're going to be improved. Night game. You don't just go into Houston, Texas, and knock off the Rice Owls at night with ease. What do you got?
I still got W.
Okay. You're getting some confidence. We might have a name by week five. October 12th, it's Legends Day. I'll be there. UMass coming to town. Who's UMass? I don't know. I think it's a win.
Yeah, I don't know anything about him, so W.
Yeah, new head coach at for the Massachusetts Minuteman, Walt Bell.
Oh, dang, Ben, have we even lost yet?
Yeah, we lost to Texas.
Spoiler alert.
Following week, spoiler alert, Beck's picking a loss. Dogs haven't knocked off Southern Miss since before Beck and I had kids. Golden Eagles come to town.
Yeah, I just don't have confidence, Ben. I'm going to be honest with
you. I think this is a toss-up.
I mean,
this
is a toss-up. We're going to have so much more information by the time that game rolls
around. Yeah, both teams are really talented.
Both teams are talented, but I'm just –
Jack Abraham comes back to Ruston!
I'm just going to get – I mean, I'm obviously hopeful and optimistic that Aid and the Bulldogs can get it done, but I also don't want to dismiss the kryptonite that is –
the
Southern Miss, yep.
Following week, Tech goes on the road to El Paso. Always a tricky road trip.
W.
Well, put it in the W. So, Beck, you got two losses to this point. Following week.
Good season so far.
Homecoming November 9th. Probably have to celebrate my kid's birthday that morning. North Texas, Mason Fine. He's not a midget. He's just short. Best quarterback in
conference.
You're not
going to like
USA.
It, BC, but they want some revenge.
Yeah.
They want some revenge.
You don't think Amico Robertson brocks up field goal again?
No. You're going to make me say it, Ben. You're going to make me say it.
Let's hear it.
I think we're going to have a few injuries that game. I don't know why. I'm not speaking into existence. I'm just saying something tells me we might not be at full strength. That one's going to be a tough one.
You got nailed.
Win or lose by a field goal. I'm not giving you a definitive answer.
Gotcha. Marshall, this is a gauntlet for Tech. You talk about North Texas, Marshall, UAB right in a row, road game, short week on a Friday night. Beck's doing the Beck's doing the post game show with me November 15th. Be sure to tune in. Marshall, Thundering Herd, better team in the East Division, just like FIU. I don't think Tech wins this one. Not on a short week.
Is it at home?
It's at Marshall. It's gonna be 8 degrees.
Yeah, it's gonna be a tough one.
You know. I mean,
I'll ride with you on that.
What if Randy Moss shows up? Could be Legends Day in Marshall.
They're probably mad Chad that we Pennington. Stole their We Are chant.
Yeah, We Are Bulldogs. Following week at UAB. You talk about looking for some revenge. The Dogs need some revenge. At the Blazers.
W.
Oh, I like it. UAB breaking in. New quarterback, Tyler Johnson, will be in his sophomore year. Got a little bit of experience a year ago, but we'll be interesting to see how good the Blazers are. Final week of the year, Frank Wilson following Thanksgiving. Should be a sellout crowd if I were guessing.
With 6,000 people in the stands.
Yeah, we'll take it. We'll take it. So, Beck, I'm seeing right now, and this is what I've posted on Bleed Tech Blue. I think the floor is 7 wins. You're not going to see less than 7 regular season wins. Now, what's the ceiling? I'm going to say 9. I think if things click offensively, you get 9 wins in the regular season. I mean, do you have any thoughts to that?
I agree, Ben. I mean, we've learned anything over the past few years from this team is I think we come in here every year, say 9-3, and then we're always.
First year, I predicted 11-1.
Did you?
Yeah.
Wow, Bleed Tech Blue rookie just being a little optimistic,
Woo!
Are you?
Went 6-6. I wasn't far off, you know, 5 games.
Yeah, so,
it's
I mean.
12 games in a year.
Again, the Conference USA, the teams don't seem to change that much.
I do think the league, you know, last year I came on here, I had a big rant about how the league was terrible. I think the league's better, especially
right.
The top 7 or 8 teams in the league's pretty good.
Yeah, but I think we all took the step together.
I agree. No, I agree with
like
that.
Like, Tech's a little better, but so are the other teams a little better.
No, I agree with that.
I just think we get heartbroken so much. BC, we'll beat UAB in North Texas or whatever, and then we'll lose to Western Kentucky at home.
Like, no, I agree. If you want to be able to reach your maximum potential, you have to bring it every week, and a lot of that goes back to leadership. You have to have your leaders have your team focused week to week.
Boy, do I got something to say about leaders, Ben.
You do. We'll bring it up later.
Okay.
Let's go ahead.
Oh, Chase on the text line says 9-3 conference champs.
Woo! We'll take it.
Every year. I will say this about Tech fans.
Send the Kool-Aid.
Every year, past 5 years, they get off that bowl win and they just get optimistic, BC.
Oh,
and I know you love a bowl win. I know you probably got mural in your house with a picture of every bowl win.
Give me a ring.
With Skip holding 5 trophies.
Give it to me.
Ben just gives it a kiss every night before he goes to bed. He loves it.
How about them Dogs, baby? Let's go ahead and take a timeout. When we come back after the break, Louisiana Tech Athletics Director Tommy McClellan joins us. You're listening to Bleed Tech Blue Radio, Sports Talk 97.7.
First National Bank, the uncommon bank. Banking on a first-name basis. Uncommon. People, service, and convenience. Uncommon. Dedication, trust, and courtesy. First National Bank. Beyond banking with 100 years of experience. Uncommonly close to you. First National Bank. The Uncommon Bank. www.theuncommonbank.com. Member FDIC.
Walpole Tire and Service has been a proud La Tech supporter for over 60 years. So when the Bulldogs hit the field or hardwood, make sure your vehicle is game ready. Let the staff at Walpole get you safely to and from the game with brake repair, alignments, and computer diagnostics, plus all major brands of tires, including Goodyear, Michelin, and BF Goodrich. Walpole Tire and Service, a name you can trust. Ruston and West Monroe. Visit WalpoleTire.com. Got a lot of stuff? Ideal Portable Buildings has what you need. A new custom-built portable building built with quality materials at low prices no one will beat. Ideal also carries Dirksen Portable Buildings in all sizes from a garden shed to a lofted barn cabin. And keep all your stuff covered with a new Eagle Carport from Ideal. Rent to own with no credit check and 12 months same as cash with approved credit. Find Ideal Portable Buildings on Facebook or call 699-9426.
Hey, DQ fans, the 2 for $4 Super Snack is here to be your new snack time fuel up. Conquer the day and every crave by mixing and matching any two of your favorite snacks, like pretzel sticks and sundae, a cheeseburger and a Coke, or fries and chicken strips. And for only $4, that's pure snack power. Which combo will you try first? Swing by and find snackisfaction today. Only at your DQ. Happy taste good.
This is Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser. There's history in the making right here in Louisiana. Did you know the world's first submarine was designed and built in Louisiana? Check her out and learn about her story at the Capitol Park Museum in Baton Rouge, or peer into Napoleon's death mask at the Cabildo in New Orleans. Sports fan? Then you need to see the memorabilia from the greatest coaches, athletes, and programs at the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame in Natchitoches. Plan your trip today at louisianatravel.com.
Sponsored by the Louisiana Office of Tourism.
Want to find out stuff about tech sports your neighbor doesn't know? Keep it right here on Bleed Tech Blue Radio, brought to you by First National Bank. Call or text the show on the Fairway Cards hotline, 888-993-7762.
Welcome back, Bleed Tech Blue Radio. Ben Carlisle, Beck Haynes, coming to you live from the Sports Talk 97.7 studios. Now joining us on the Fairway Cards hotline, Louisiana Tech Athletics Director Tommy McClellan. How are we doing tonight, Tommy?
I'm doing well, Ben, and you?
Oh, we're doing very well. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Hey, Tommy, this is Beck. I know you've been talking about it nonstop. I was at the happening, obviously, with everything that happened back in April with a tornado. You've probably been extremely busy. Can you give us just a real quick, just specifically a couple questions about what you got, if you guys have clarity on what was a bit, why you chose to keep baseball where it's going to be, and then do you have any idea of where baseball and softball will play this upcoming season? I know that's been a big point of something for y'all to figure out.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, I think that, you know, when the event happened, it did create an opportunity for us to kind of do a total evaluation, not just as an athletic department, but as an entire university. And, you know, we work closely with student services and the things that are going on there. There's going to be a lot of housing that's going to be developed on Tech's campus, even more so, that is going to come out in the spring. And, you know, it's just an opportunity to take a step back and think, what is in the best interest of the university, and let's do different feasibilities, you know, timing, cost, what other things can be, you know, in the baseball location. And really did an extensive work on that. We had a kind of a group of architects who were helping us and giving us numbers, and ultimately, you know, landed on the decision being to stay there. I think it was certainly a fan favorite, you know, location. So I think so many people were happy when we did announce it was staying there. They were worried it was going to leave. And I can understand that, but we had to do our due diligence to make sure that we did what was right for the university, not just what's right for baseball or for the athletic department, but what was right for everything. And that was kind of where we landed on it, and really happy. I mean, it is one of the more unique venues in all of college baseball. I mean, with the dorms in the outfield and the train track, and really kind of the way it's located, it's just, it greets you as you go down Tech Drive. And I think as you think moving forward with the tar button exit that's going to come open in the coming months, then not only is Tech Drive instrumental in how people are greeted as they come into the campus, but also more and more people are going to be exiting off of into Alabama and coming that way. So I think it provides a great, backdrop to the campus as people enter in, and we're excited that that's where it, you know, is going to wind up being built.
And shifting gears a little bit, prior to last football season, I believe, is when the ESPN Plus deal was announced for Conference USA, and I know you guys are working on getting that production studio set up and getting it finished, and I know you might not can get into any of those details, but when that production studio is finished up, what kind of enhancements, or how does this help y'all out as an athletic department, not only in being able to produce your own games, but some of the video productions that y'all will be able to do as well?
Yeah, it really, it's, in some ways, it's limitless, you know, in terms of what we can accomplish. You know, practically, just from, you know, the average fan standpoint, you'll see more content, you know, produced and pushed up to, we're using the term ESPN3, and certainly that's one of our partners, but it's basically a digital studio. It can be pushed up to whatever platforms that we're associated with, but ESPN3 is the most common, you know, OTT, over-the-top, you know, platform. And so I think for us, you just see more. I mean, basically, we get to a point like in basketball season, every game that's not picked up on a linear network or a part of a conference package, we basically can put on, you know, we can produce it or push it out. And so it makes that $4.99 that people are playing for the ESPN Plus that much more valuable to a Tech fan who then now has the opportunity to get, you know, really a whole lot more content as it relates to, you know, Louisiana Tech. So, you know, we're excited about it. We're, you know, hopeful that that'll be sometime this winter that you'll be able to see it be fully launched. And then from the day-to-day things, just having more video stuff, just more content that gets produced and put out. We're talking about doing some magazine shows. Right now we do coaching shows that, you know, primarily with football, men's, women's basketball, and then baseball. But it would give us an opportunity kind of during the day to do maybe a pre-recorded, you know, magazine show where we can really highlight a bunch of different things and kind of control that content, edit it, produce it, and then push it out. And so we're really excited about the possibilities that that's going to bring as well.
That's awesome. Tommy, I know football season gets started Saturday night when Skip Holt's team travels to Texas. The home opener follows against Grambling the following week. Just talk a little bit about the appeal of the two teams playing that are only separated by a few miles, and from a fan's perspective, what we can expect. We know Grambling travels well, but what's that been like getting ready now that we got this deal done for the first time in a long time or ever to play at home? And we know everybody's extremely excited about that, but just talk a little bit about what that's been like.
Yeah, it's really been a neat – it's been unique, really, is a better word to say. It's been unique. We're really blessed with two great coaches. Obviously, we're very familiar with Coach Holtz and what we do, but, you know, Coach Fobbs at Grambling really doing things the right way. And so as we led up to this game, we were able to do community service together as two football programs, having a kickoff luncheon. We've done some different videos together. You know, obviously, both teams are going to walk out of there. They're going to try to win the game. And that's the expectation. And certainly we want to win, they want to win. But, you know, the uniqueness of who we are in our parish and having these two teams so close to each other and the fact that this will be the first time that we've played in this parish is something to be celebrated. The fact that this game is going to be on the NFL Network and we're going to be able to showcase, you know, a lot of the historical talent that both of those programs have produced into the NFL, it's really remarkable. And I'm excited about it. I think it's going to be a great crowd. We sold almost 1,000 tickets just yesterday. And so, you know, we want people to get them. Don't wait around. It is a much better discount if you buy them this week than if you wait for the week of the game. We've been discounting tickets kind of in a descending order all the way back when we announced in June. But this is the last week of August, which is the last week of this discounted rate. So we encourage fans to buy their tickets this week. And then leading up to the game, certainly, you know, you don't want to wait to you know, stand in line and get the game. I will tell people, obviously, it's a 2:30 game. So our staff has been remarkable in their preparedness and how, you know, ahead of the curve they are in terms of preparing for a day game. We've got, you know, tons of ice and ice down water during the tailgate area that's going to be donated by Origin Bank and placed at different locations for people for free. We've got misting fans that are going to go up underneath the concourse for people. We're going to actually have hawkers that are going to sell drinks into the stadium, which is something we haven't typically done. And so we're really working overtime to make sure that we understand it's 2:30 in September, early September, but don't miss it. This is a historic game. Know that we're preparing for the weather as well, and that we really want this to be a special showcase on the NFL Network and to show what Lincoln Parish is all about.
Absolutely. Certainly some good stuff, and certainly excited for the home opener in a couple of weeks. And, you know, in the ever-changing landscape of college football, obviously you know, from a year-to-year basis, things can even change. When you're trying to schedule games as an athletic director, over the past, you know, 5 years or so, has that become more and more difficult when you talk about, you know, you hear Power 5 programs talk more and more about playing other Power 5 programs in the non-conference?
You know, it ebbs and flows. I mean, you know, I think people come out of meetings, listen, I've been an AD almost 14 years ago, and we come out of meetings with these great ideas and, you know, hey, we're going to do this in scheduling. Maybe, you know, it's kind of a trial and error, and then we change or we revert back to something. So even if you hear a conjecture that's out there, it ebbs and flows. One conference says, hey, we're not going to do a good job. It's all reactionary. We're going to do a better job of our strength of schedule. We're not going to play these types of teams or whatever. I was at the FCS level, and there was a Big Ten came out one time, so they're not going to play FCS opponents anymore, and that kind of died down because they were getting left out of the BCS championship game. And so, you know, those things kind of ebb and flow. We've kind of had what our core is, what we're trying to accomplish, and stay to it. And I'm excited about the things that we have, you know, coming into Ruston in the future. Obviously, we've got some Power 5 matchups that are going home and homes that we've got coming in. And then when we do play those game guarantees, which are, you know, a part of this business, we try to stay as localized as we can. And obviously, with, you know, going to Austin this weekend is an example of that. Every now and then, you're going to have a, you know, the date doesn't work or the team doesn't want to play and you wind up being farther away from home than you want to be. But our concept is always going to be, a lot like recruiting. We're going to start as close to home as we can and work our way out.
Absolutely. Well, good stuff tonight. One more time before we let you go, how can listeners not only get their tickets for the Grambling game, but also get season tickets if they're still interested in those as well?
Yeah, they certainly come by the ticket office anytime during the day. I think the best thing, you know, we've got a great website. I would encourage people to go to, you know, LaTexSports.com and they can, you know, explore all the different rates and buy their tickets online, put it on their phone. It's a great opportunity to come watch some fantastic football. And see two great teams that are right here in your parish.
Absolutely. Tommy McClellan, Louisiana Tech Athletic Director, thanks for joining us tonight.
Appreciate you having me. Thanks, Ben.
Good stuff from Tommy.
That has been a busy man, Ben.
Heck, putting in the hours.
It's been, I mean, it's no shock to anybody just how much work has to go into all the cleanup and everything after that tornado. And like Tommy said, really gives the university a chance to kind of reevaluate where everything is currently and if there's ways they can do things better. And, Ben, just from hearing the rumor mill, we know they've just about considered everything.
Yeah. So. Oh, absolutely. And, you know, and I wanted to ask him the question about scheduling because you hear so many times, you know, SEC wants to play 10 Power 5 games. And does that take away, you know, more games from teams at Tech's level? You know, it's not the mid-major level. We're playing Division I college football. But, you know, you always wonder – how that affects things, and it's certainly interesting to see. And like you said, got some really good home games coming in the next few years. I know Baylor's coming into town. You got home and home with SMU, recently announced a home and home with Tulsa. So certainly exciting time to be a Tech fan. Like Tommy said, go to LaTexSports.com to get your tickets for the Grambling game. Should be a great crowd. We're going to go ahead and take a timeout when we come back from the break. We're going to talk some Texas Longhorns season opener. You're listening to Bleed Tech Blue Radio. Sports Talk 97.7.
Game day can be every day with a new Easy Go from Fairway Carts in Minden. Whether you want to hit the links in the number one golf cart in the world, spend family time in your Easy Go multi-passenger cart, or work around the home or farm with a new Easy Go utility cart, Fairway Carts can make it happen. So make your weekend last all week long with a new Easy Go from Fairway Carts in Minden. Call 800-960-CART or visit online at fairwaycarts.net.
At First National Bank, part of being the Uncommon Bank is a dedication to community involvement. We are dedicated to the communities we serve. First National Bank has the privilege of partnering with MedCamps of Louisiana for the 2017 Louisiana Tech football season. For every touchdown the Bulldogs score, FNB will donate $100 to MedCamps, a nonprofit organization that provides a residential camping experience free of charge to children living with special needs. Visit their website, medcamps.org, for more information on how you can help. First National Bank, we promise to be uncommon in all things we do. Member FDIC.
The Bleed Tech Blue Radio Show is brought to you in part by O'Neill Gas. O'Neill Gas offers propane delivery to homes and businesses throughout North Louisiana. For more information, go to O'NeillGas.com.
Bulldog fans, this is Chris Brister from Brister's Smokehouse, and I'd like to invite you to our new location, 1420 Cooktown Road in Ruston, across the street from our old location. Stop in and try our famous scatter load on your choice of four different types of bread. Our barbecue nachos are piled high with your favorite type of meat, and you have to taste for yourself our tender and juicy smoke cooked chicken, my personal favorite. So whether you're in town or at a Tech game or just in the mood for the best barbecue in town, come see us at Brister's Smokehouse, 1420 Cooktown Road in Ruston.
Gotta love it. Tech sports, that is. That's why there's Bleed Tech Blue Radio, brought to you by First National Bank. Call or text the show on the Fairway Cards hotline, 888-993-7762.
Woo!
How you feeling, Ben? Halfway through your first show back?
Back. I'm amped up.
I can tell you got some pent-up energy.
College football is here. And if it's La Tech football, I'm all in. Dogs hit the road this weekend, 7 p.m. kickoff in Austin. 10th-ranked Longhorns. Texas finished the 2018 season 10-4, 7-2 in the Big 12. Beck, did you happen to watch the Texas Sugar Bowl win over Georgia in January?
I did not, well, but I forgot that happened.
Don't ask an SEC fan. Georgia just wasn't fired up. So, hey, Texas overrated. Should not be 10th ranked. Overrated. Should hear Tech fans, scoreboard, 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 after the opening kickoff on a 0-0. But, hey, beside the fact, Tom Herman entering his fourth year, at Texas, 17-10 overall. You know, one of the bright young coaches in college football, spent some time previously under Urban Meyer at Ohio State. We won't delve into what he learned under Meyer. I don't think anyone really wants to know. Pathological liar that Meyer is. Spent some time in Houston. Did a good job for the Cougars. Had a 13-1 season. Beck, do you remember when the Cougars went 13-1?
I do. That was quite the
Tapes, did they
anomaly.
Did they beat Auburn in that Peach Bowl? I believe.
Tapes has slept
which,
since then.
Which year?
I don't know. I want to say it's 3 years ago.
You got
ago.
A stat guy? Will you look that up?
Yeah, I think when Houston went 13-1, I think they knocked off Auburn in the Peach Bowl. Auburn or Florida State? Might have been Florida State before Jimbo jumped shop. But anyways, the year Houston went 13-1, but guess who beat them?
Tell me.
UConn.
What?
Guess who the coach was at UConn?
Diaco.
Bob Diaco. Pretty interesting.
They beat Florida State.
Florida State. Excuse me. So, you know, Herman.
Their only loss was to UConn in November. Yep.
Herman's a very good coach, but.
He's scared of Diaco.
Yeah. You know, Diaco's got some experience.
Can we talk about Diaco for a second? You got time for that?
Dude brings the heat.
My first time I saw Diaco was about 97 degrees. Dude's wearing full sweatsuit.
Yeah, let me tell you something. Bob Diaco will be calling the defensive plays from the press box, and if you're sitting in the stands, look out, because he might come through the window.
And I'll say this,
he's
Ben.
He's passionate.
You know me. My first question was, I mean, do the players like him?
Oh, love
overwhelming
him.
Yes. Everybody I've talked to is, Diaco is the man.
Saw a kid dive through a brick wall for him.
Yep, twice.
Yeah. The guy gets the most out of his player. So I'm excited to see new scheme. Going to 3-4. Willie Baker about to bring the heat from the outside linebacker spot. Whew. Don't call him Jalen Ferguson, because he gets more sacks than Jalen Ferguson in bowl games.
Yeah, kind of launched himself into the 2019 season, said forget about sack daddy.
Literally.
Sack grandpa's here.
Yeah, bring the heat. So speaking of Tech and Texas, this will be the first matchup in the two programs' history. What does Texas bring to the table as Beck's fantasy app goes off because he thinks NFL football is better than college? But this Texas team, obviously led by their quarterback, Sam Ellinger. Ellinger's in his third year as the starter. I believe he started around 18 games in his career. Doesn't have an overwhelmingly good record, but you know he's entering the prime of his career. I believe his odds to win the Heisman Trophy like 7-1.
Wow.
You're a betting man. Would you throw
no
hundo on it?
No.
Yeah, you ain't got a hundo.
Meek's going to shut that down. Week one.
Yeah, you heard it. You heard Snead tell him.
I hope they throw to Meek because nobody ever does.
Oh, me too. I think that'd be awesome. So Ellinger, 41 touchdowns in his sophomore year. Yeah, 41 touchdowns. Pretty salty.
That's a lot of touchdowns, my friend.
Like I said in the opening, a little bit of Tebow to him. Likes to run some QB power.
Right.
Things of that nature. Can throw the ball. He's been on a pitch count throughout the spring and into the fall. Suffered a shoulder injury last year to his AC joint. So it'll be interesting to see. It'll be interesting to see how healthy he is.
We got Robbie from Chalmette on the phone.
He doesn't miss
an episode. Robbie!
Robbie, the radio's working. How we doing tonight?
Hey, yeah, this is Robbie Chalmette. Hey, I just got off the water, and I heard you guys talk about college football. I almost didn't even realize that time again, because we got Skipper and Jamar. They're going in to... Keep Austin weird. You know, Skip, he's going to show him who keeps Austin weird, because we're going to come in there and do some weird things. We may not win, but I guarantee you one thing, we got to cover. And football's back, boys, Robbie Chalmette.
Robbie, you are the GOAT.
I hope you've been catching fish, Robbie. I know you just got off the water. It is football season, and I think it's going to get weird in Austin.
Oh, man, we love when Robbie joins. Hey.
I mean, what are the chances right when he gets off the water, Ben?
What are the chances that he ever picks a game straight up? He's always got a bet.
Last year he almost got his plane to have a trip up here, winning so much money, betting on Tech to cover.
Oh, man. Hey, should we create a weekly segment with Robbie?
I mean, we have one. We don't even have to create it. It's already there.
True. The dude brings the heat. Brings the absolute heat.
We got to make it down to Chalmette and do a live show on Robbie's boat.
But he's using like some Bluetooth pirating something to get some cell service after all those redfish. Whew. Wouldn't be surprised if you skipped the game to go fishing. But anyways, looking at this Texas roster, I mentioned Sam Ellinger. Now, let's talk about the running back position. In the next segment, we'll get into this with Anwar Richardson of OrangeBloods.com, the Rivals beat writer in Austin. But at running back, Texas has two healthy running backs. That's it. Two.
Just two?
Two. Have moved quarterback Roschon Johnson to running back for this game.
So one and a half?
No, he'll be the third.
Okay,
he'll be the third. So they got two running backs, Keontae Ingram. Ingram was their top returning leading rusher. I believe he ran for around 600 or 700 yards a season ago, and he is coming off of a knee injury that he suffered earlier in fall camp, deep bone bruise.
Mm.
But if you get kicked in the knee, don't feel good. So, yeah. Hey.
So is your expectation here that this will be an air raid?
I don't know. That's the thing.
I mean, you don't throw 41 touchdowns without throwing the ball, Ben.
Didn't throw it 41. He scored 41 total touchdowns, threw 25, ran 16.
25 is still pretty good. How many did 8 throw last year?
I think he had 15.
Hmm.
Anyways, you always got to get 8
sorry,
in.
Sorry.
We've talked about the Texas receivers. They'll have a size advantage on the outside, but do they have the heart of a Meek Robertson? Mike Sam will make his first start at cornerback for Tech opposite Sam. I've heard the staff rave about Sam, not only in the spring but into the fall. There's some close to the Tech program that believe he'll play in the NFL as well. And if he does, you got three players that will play in the NFL in Tech secondary, along with a redshirt freshman, B.J. Williamson, who will make his first career start Saturday night after he beat out Darrell Lewis, a two-year starter who started 26 career games for Tech at safety. So he's got some talent himself.
Big news.
Yeah, so, I mean, the Tech secondary, I don't think it's crazy to say second best secondary Texas will see all year outside of LSU next week.
Wow.
Like, there's some talent back there. So it'll be interesting to see how these receivers of Texas, when you talk about Colin Johnson, Devin Duvernay,
so
John
you got,
Burt.
So you got you're high on Tech's defense.
Yeah, especially in the secondary. I think that's the strength of the whole team.
And low on Texas's defense because they got – what's the stat on starters?
Texas returns two starters. They lost nine starters off of last year's
team.
Yeah, they'll start a true freshman at nose tackle.
Yeah, we'll see you.
Ate a few burgers, 340 pounds. They'll start another true freshman at middle linebacker. Can't wait till Jaquiz Dancy gives him that whoop.
Oh.
Whoop.
Why are you talking about Dancy? Our boy Joey Fresh on the text line says, what's your prediction on Dancy's average number of touches per game this season?
This year?
Whew. Yeah.
Joey Fresh, I don't want to be a pessimist, but I'm hoping somewhere around only 8 to 10. And I don't say that because I don't like Dancy.
Dancy's phenomenal. He just is
He gets so nicked
fragile.
Up.
Fragile.
Yeah, I think that Tech needs to watch his workload. 8 to 10 touches a game. Get him in the open field. Let him make some guys miss. I think that's his best role.
Yeah, it's not an every down back.
Yeah, I agree. So looking at the rest of the Texas offense, then we'll get to the defense. Beck interrupts me.
Sorry.
They'll start a freshman on the O-line, Samuel Cosme. He just started a year ago. They'll go with a true freshman, Junior and Nicolau out of Utah at guard. Shackelford's back for his senior year. Kirk Setter's a junior at right guard. He'll split time with another true freshman. And then Denzel Okafor out of Louisville, Texas, will make his first career start at right tackle. So Texas O-line has some question marks. I know Herman believes he has five guys there, maybe five and a half, so he's not real comfortable, not a lot of depth. So it'll be interesting to see how Tech fares against them. It's talking about their defense a little bit. Like I mentioned, nine new starters. They'll start a true freshman at nose tackle. They'll start a true freshman at middle linebacker. They'll start three sophomores in the secondary. One of those sophomores that returns is Caden Stearns. He was a freshman All-American a year ago, really good player. Been banged up a little bit throughout fall camp with an ankle, but he is expected to play. But, you know, you talk about the two sophomores at corner, and this goes back to Joey Fresh's question from earlier. I think Tech's got a chance to exploit them, especially, you know, you talk about Hardy and Graham. They're talented, you know, two guys that, you know, especially Hardy, he's going to play in the NFL one day. I think we see a similar game plan to what we saw Tech try to do at LSU last year. I think you're going to see Jamar put the ball up 50 times. That's where Texas is going to be weak on the back end of their defense.
It's the most unbelievable, unexplainable thing ever, Ben, that Tech plays really well against good opponents.
Outside of Mississippi State.
Outside of Mississippi State. They know what's coming. But, I mean, you go back to Jamar, which is – You love to point out all the time, you love to point out all the time that at Arkansas,
Eight brought the heat,
and then every game following until Higgins became the great Higgins that he was, that I was chanting.
Jamar. Or,
yeah.
Eight.
Yeah. I was chanting Jamar.
Yeah.
So, Ben, and then LSU last year. Like, we know.
Yeah, had some good games as well
games.
Against South Carolina.
Yeah.
And Jamar talked about those games earlier today in his press conference,
is he bored in the other games? What is it?
That's a good question. But
is the preparation different? I mean, what do you think?
He talked a lot today, and I think a lot of it is you get obviously more amped up for a big time team, and you can't be that way. I'm not saying it's okay, but it's natural. Like, these are 18 to 23 year old kids. You get more amped up for a bigger program, and he plays better. He talked about today, you know, some of his biggest mistakes have came on the road in P5 environments. He talked about an interception he threw at Arkansas.
Right.
He talked about an interception he threw at South Carolina. And he said, you know, those are the type of things that really motivate me and things that I've looked at a lot this year heading into the season that I've hoped to fix and not let happen again so that if we do get, you know, in a tight game late on the road, we can steal the deal versus, you know, just coming close.
Right.
And I think that's fair. So it's certainly I expect a good game at least for a half. Hopefully Tech can get it into the third quarter, and, you know, anything can happen. You know, maybe Texas tightens up some of their struggles they've had in season openers. I mentioned I've lost two consecutive season openers to Maryland, but them dogs are a different animal.
Mm.
We ain't a little turtle. You know what I'm saying? We a bulldog. So, anyway, let's go ahead and take a timeout. When we come back from the break, Anwar Richardson, OrangeBloods.com, joins us. You're listening to Bleed Tech Blue Radio, Sports Talk 97.7.
First National Bank, the uncommon bank, banking on a first-name basis.
Uncommon. People, service, and convenience. Uncommon. Dedication, trust, and courtesy. First National Bank. Beyond banking with 100 years of experience. Uncommonly close to you. First National Bank. The Uncommon Bank. www.theuncommonbank.com. Member FDIC.
Life's just more fun on a new EZ-Go from Fairway Carts in Minden. It's more fun tailgating or camping with the family with an EZ-Go multi-passenger cart. It's more fun hunting and doing farm chores with an EZ-Go utility cart. And Fairway Carts always has a great selection of EZ-Go gas or electric carts with the performance you need and the value to please any budget. Have more fun on a new EZ-Go from Fairway Carts in Minden. Call 318-371-CART and go Bulldogs! Got a lot of stuff? Ideal Portable Buildings has what you need. A new custom-built portable building built with quality materials at low prices no one will beat. Ideal also carries Dirksen portable buildings in all sizes from a garden shed to a lofted barn cabin. And keep all your stuff covered with a new Eagle Carport from Ideal. Rent to own with no credit check and 12 months same as cash with approved credit. Find Ideal Portable Buildings on Facebook or call 699-9426.
Injured in an accident? Call Creed & Creed in Monroe for local experienced representation. This is KNBB Dubok Rustin Monroe, 97.7.
Time to keep up with Louisiana Tech sports the way you'd like to? No worries, just listen to Bleed Tech Blue Radio, brought to you by First National Bank. Call or text the show on the Fairway Cards hotline, 888-993-7762.
Welcome back, Bleed Tech Blue Radio. Ben Carlisle, Beck Haynes, John Taylor running the board, now joining us on the Fairway Cards hotline of orangebloods.com, Anwar Richardson. How we doing tonight?
I'm doing great, guys. What are you guys drinking tonight?
Oh, the good stuff. We're excited that college football is finally back.
Louisiana. Kool-Aid.
That's right. That's right. Louisiana Tech and Texas set to square off. First things first, Texas ended their 2018 season on a high note, winning their 10th game, winning the Sugar Bowl against Georgia. I know expectations are really high in Austin as they enter 2019. Talk about some of the buzz surrounding the program right now.
Well, you know, there's always high expectations as it relates to the University of Texas, right? I mean, you know, you and I, you know, remember their quote-unquote glory days of Ricky Williams, the Vince Young, Colt McCoy. Like, you remember a lot of that stuff, but, you know, they kind of hit a lull where some of those expectations really weren't as realistic. They hire a guy like Charlie Strong, and they finish with 6 wins in year one, and then they go 5-7, 5-7, and they miss the bowl game. They hire Tom Herman in year one, and go 6-6 in the regular season, and then they win the 7th game against Missouri, and then again, they went in with high expectations. You're like, yeah, don't know what to expect. And then last year, you know, they opened up with the season opener loss against Maryland, second time that that had happened. And so you're starting to wonder what the heck is happening, but then all of a sudden, Texas starts getting a little bit hot. They beat Oklahoma in the regular season. You know, they have some stumbles there against Oklahoma State and West Virginia, and then they continue to win games, lose to Oklahoma, of course, in the Big 12 championship game. But then the most impressive thing is they go out and beat Georgia in the Sugar Bowl. That's a team that many people thought should have been in the CFP. And no matter what, when people say, oh, well, you know, maybe Georgia wasn't as hyped up for it or excited about it, you know, at the end of the day, they suited up. They played, and Texas dominated them. So as we enter into this year, year 3 of Tom Herman, lots of huge expectations, lots of high expectations, and I would say for the first time, lots of realistic expectations because they finally have, you can see things going on the up climb. You can see a ton of talent that's up there right now. You can see a lot of guys who are, it starts with the quarterback and Sam Ellinger, they've got Colin Johnson as a receiver. They've got talent across the board, and so really just a matter of putting it together. But this is one of those things, seasons you go into, and you say, okay, 9 wins is probably the floor, with 11 wins kind of possibly being the ceiling. But you go into it saying the 10 wins is extremely realistic for this team and with the talent that they have.
And you talk a lot about that success in 2018 and entering 2019. Sam Ehlinger, one of the better college quarterbacks in the country. What makes him so good, and what are the expectations for him this year?
You know, I don't know how many your listeners have seen Sam Ehlinger play. You know, he's playing a lot as a freshman. Got a little banged up. He was competing against a guy named Shane Buechele. You know, and then last year as a sophomore, there was this growth, this development with Sam Ehlinger that you saw from year one to year two. I don't know how many people outside of Austin realize this, but Sam Ehlinger went 10 games last year and did not throw an interception. He set a Big 12 record for an amount of pass attempts without an interception. So what he did was he got smarter as far as, you know, throwing the ball. Like, as a freshman, made some mistakes, made some fumbles, threw some interceptions, and then he just got better with his ball control, better with his decision making. And now he enters year three with a firm grasp of the offense. Same coordinator for, you know, now he's entering the three seasons, same head coach, feeling extremely confident. I mean, I go to grocery stores and his picture is pretty much on every magazine cover where you're out here. But he's got a lot of confidence. He's got a lot of swagger. The thing that he's probably needed to improve a little bit is probably his touch on the deep ball. But he's a competitor. He's not afraid to run guys over. Do go look up a Sam Ehlinger run against Kansas State, and you'll see him running a guy, literally a defensive back, over. But he's also become their leader of the team, official and unofficial, but he is their guy. He's the guy that everyone looks to. I mean, look, this guy got on a podium after the Sugar Bowl game and declared, "We're back." And the coach couldn't do anything because he said, you know, that guy is that good. So when you're from a Louisiana Tech perspective, like, I say he literally enters the Big 12 as probably entering the season as the best quarterback, you know, better than Jalen Hurts. And he enters it with a lot of expectations, not Heisman, you know, expectations. But by next year, he'll be in the Heisman Trophy conversation. He is a special quarterback.
And you mentioned a little bit earlier about Colin Johnson at receiver. And, you know, we've had the opportunity to watch him, a big target on the outside, obviously a potential first-round pick in the 2020 draft. I know Tech fans are really excited to watch him and All-American cornerback Amik Robertson match up Saturday night. What does Johnson bring to this offense that gives Ehlinger that sense of comfort, you know, being able to throw it to him on the outside?
6'6". You know, I mean, I'll simplify it. I mean, the guy is 6'6", 220 pounds. I mean, when he's not going to lose a jump ball. I mean, he's not a guy that, I think the quarterback you're talking about, I mean, is he over
5'9"?
I think you're talking about 5'9", right? So he's not, and so Colin Johnson was asked about him today. And he's like, listen, I mean, I am taller than him, but that doesn't necessarily mean I win the matchup against him. You still got to win the matchup. But he has that height that is going for him, and that definitely, helps. And he's a guy that's not afraid to lay his body out. You'll see him, he'll just jump and just, sacrifice his body, and that gives him a lot of confidence. He is clearly a senior. And that helps you become a leader in the locker room. Very, extremely, extremely, talented receiver. But they got a few of them. You know, they've got a guy by the name of Devin Duvernay. He's 5'11 and 210, but he's considered to be the fastest guy on a team. He was playing the outside position, I believe the Z, the past couple of years, but now they moved him into the H position. So as a slot guy, he's got a ton of speed. Brennan Eagles recently had his arm scope, so you're not expecting him to play. They're putting a guy named John Burke on the outside. You know, he's 6'3", 205. And then they've also got a guy, who you're going to see at some point also on the field too, maybe sometimes opposite, either replacing Colin Johnson or opposite Colin Johnson. He's a guy by the name of Malcolm X, EPPS. He's 6'6". 240 75 pounds. So, I mean, they just throw height. I mean, they just throw height. They're throwing a basketball team out there and telling you, can you stop those guys? Now, the only thing that I would say about the Texas offense that we have to see is one of the biggest things that happened last year was while they were able to get 10 wins and, you know, they were able to beat Oklahoma, they didn't have big plays. Like, that's the one thing that Texas lacked was last season was big plays. They didn't have one play last year over 50 yards. So the thing that they really concentrated on is trying to make big plays. As you guys know, you guys are smart people. You know, when you are able to have those big plays, it takes a little bit of pressure off the offense. And it's not just dink and dunk, but sometimes when you just get a 70-yarder to the house, like, it just makes everyone's life easier. So that's the one thing they do have a little bit more of is some speed. They've got height. Again, just they got a very versatile, well-oiled machine, very talented Longhorn offense.
And looking at the defensive side of the ball, I know there's some experience on that side, but obviously a lot of new starters stepping into starting roles. But Malcolm Roach is back. He'll start at defensive end. We all know about Caden Stearns after his freshman All-American season. What's the outlook for the defense entering the season this year?
It's really interesting. It's a really good question because the Texas is replacing eight starters on defense. And the thing that I've been trying to get at when I've talked to folks, talked to my sources, I'm like, you guys are replacing a lot. Like, that's not easy to do. And what they've told me is they feel so good about the talent that they have across the board. I mean, they got a nose tackle by the name of Keandre Coburn. I mean, he's 6'2", but he's 340 pounds. You know, they got a defensive end of 6'3", 300 pounds, and they like their linebackers. I mean, their defensive backs are all just extremely talented. You're going to hear a lot from a kid named Jalen Green. I mean, he's a guy that they just have loved at the cornerback position and feel like he has just, done an outstanding job. You know, there's going to be Kobe Boyce at the other cornerback spot. And I'll tell you one thing that's also crazy. Texas has also talked, they've got a defensive package where they may throw out three defensive linemen and everybody else is DBs. Like, not a linebacker in sight to be seen, but everybody else, especially in obvious passing downs. And sometimes the quarterback, Sam Ellis has been asked about that before. He's like, man, it just looks like Star Wars out there because you see all these guys just, zooming around. So don't be surprised if you see something like that where you got three different defensive line rushing and then you got eight defensive backs out there for Texas. They have a lot of talent, especially in the secondary.
All right, final question for you. Your prediction for Saturday night.
I think it'll be a close game. I haven't really thought about a score, but I will say this. First games are weird. You're talking about teams that have practiced against each other, for weeks and months, and then all of a sudden they got to go against someone weird. So, it's always going to be in week one about the turnover battle and who, has the least amount. I think Texas wins, but I wouldn't be surprised if it was, a 10-point win or maybe at, 14-point win. Louisiana Tech is good. I mean, you guys know that. This is not a team that's a pushover. These aren't any slouches. They've had some success. Kelly's done a damn good job, while he's up there. So while they may not get all the headlines and sometimes they get overshadowed because LSU is LSU, the brand, Tech is a good team. They've got a lot of talent on that team. So, and it's week one, and, this is a Texas team that has lost back-to-back season openers, during the Tom Herman era. So, what's the line? Like 20? I think that's the line.
20.5. Yes, sir.
Yeah, 20.5. I think that's fool's gold. I'd probably take the under on that just because I know Texas is talented, but it is week one. But I think Texas pulls it off, but I expect Louisiana Tech to put up a good showing. Wouldn't be surprised if they were ahead to start off early. I just think Texas has too much talent to lose this game. But I expect a good showing for Louisiana Tech.
Absolutely, good stuff. Well, how can our listeners follow you online?
If you're on Twitter and you want to hear some good jokes or see my son dancing and everything like that, just follow me and, you know, at Anwar Richardson. That's A-N-W-A-R Richardson. Just follow me on Twitter. Don't send me a Facebook friend request because I won't accept you. And don't send me anything on Instagram because you're not my friend. I don't know you that way. But you can follow me on Twitter for free. And you can have a good time. My son has you go to my Instagram, my son has a video up there. It went viral. It's been on the Today Show. So go up there, laugh, and have a great time.
Absolutely. We certainly appreciate you joining us tonight. Looking forward to a fun one Saturday night in Austin.
All right. If you guys want to talk LSU, holler back.
All righty. Thanks. Anwar Richardson, OrangeBloods.com, beat writer.
Dude knows the stuff, BC.
Oh, well, dude doesn't know. We ain't calling him about LSU next week because we cover them dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah, we ain't calling him about LSU. Anyways, good stuff. Looking forward to a fun one this weekend. Let's go ahead and take our final timeout when we come back from the break. We'll wrap it up. You're listening to Bleed Tech Blue Radio Sports Talk 97.7.
Hey, DQ fans, the 2 for $4 Super Snack is here to be your new snack time fuel up. Conquer the day and every crave by mixing and matching any two of your favorite snacks, like pretzel sticks and sundae, a cheeseburger and a Coke, or fries and chicken strips. And for only $4, that's pure snack power. Which combo will you try first? Swing by and find Snackisfaction today. Only at your DQ. Happy taste good.
Walpole Tire and Service has been a proud LaTeX supporter for over 60 years. So when the Bulldogs hit the field or hardwood, make sure your vehicle is game ready. Let the staff at Walpole get you safely to and from the game with brake repair, alignments, and computer diagnostics, plus all major brands of tires, including Goodyear, Michelin, and BF Goodrich. Walpole Tire and Service, a name you can trust. Ruston and West Monroe. Visit WalpoleTire.com.
At First National Bank, part of being the Uncommon Bank is a dedication to community involvement. We are dedicated to the communities we serve. First National Bank has the privilege of partnering with MedCamps of Louisiana for the 2017 Louisiana Tech football season. For every touchdown the Bulldogs score, FNB will donate $100 to MedCamps, a nonprofit organization that provides a residential camping experience free of charge to children living with special needs. Visit their website, MedCamps.org, for more information on how you can help. First National Bank, we promise to be uncommon in all things we do. Member FDIC.
At Acme Glass and Mirror, no job is too big or too small, and that's what makes us the leader in auto, commercial, and residential glass in Northeast Louisiana. Our friendly and experienced staff are dedicated to the details that make or break a project or install. At Acme Glass and Mirror, every job is top priority, whether it's a large corporate install or new shower glass and mirror in your bathroom. Visit any one of our four locations in Monroe, West Monroe, Ruston, or Bastrop to experience the Acme difference yourself.
Get ready for a healthy dose of Louisiana Tech sports. Bleed Tech Blue Radio, brought to you by First National Bank, is back on the radio. Call or text the show on the Fairway Cards hotline, 888-993-7762.
Welcome back, Bleed Tech Blue Radio. Time to put a bow on it, Beck. First show's gone by pretty quick.
We got to get bumped up to 3 hours this fall, Ben.
Yeah, Beck. We'll be here till 9.
Tapes is just looking to hang out a little longer.
Yeah, it's been a good show. Beck, bottom line.
What's the bottom line?
I'm excited for college football.
I know. It does feel surreal that it's finally here. This is my first year being a baseball fan, so it kind of got me through the season, but...
Yeah. You know, oh, you're a baseball fan.
Yeah. Big Reds fan, Brad.
Well, got you through the season in last place.
Oh, no, me and Mark Kramer, we love those Reds.
Yeah, I'll have to tell Kramer that. Yeah. Anyways, all right.
All right, give me, Ben, you went to every practice, every scrimmage, posted on your little board.
You want the rundown of this
team?
Yeah,
what are you feeling? What's your overall feeling as a fan that didn't get to go to any of that out there listening right now? What is your overall assessment?
I'll say this, and I'll talk about the offense, defense, special teams. Offensively, Jamar slimmed up, for one. He's down to 218 pounds. I feel like he's moving around a little better. You know, he had that knee surgery late in 2017 before the bowl game. So he's obviously he's comfortable. He trusts his knee. I think he's moving around better. Will the performances step up? Will he become what we expected him to become his freshman year after we saw him play against Texas? Time will tell, but I think he's made improvements. Really good command of the offense at running back. I think Israel Tucker has had the best camp of the running backs. He's playing. He looks quicker. He looks faster this year. I think the back half of the year, really after the North Texas game last year, I think he was a little banged up more than, you know, was being led on. I think Justin Henderson will contribute at running back this year as well. Obviously, we know about Jaquise Dancy. Receiver, we talked about Isaiah Graham, Adrian Hardy, Malik Stanley, the grad transfer, was going to be a good player as well. A real red zone weapon, 6'3", 220 pounds, really strong hands, can go up and get the football. You know, a lot like Anwar said, some of the Texas receivers can do. So it'll be fun to watch him in his first game Saturday night. Offensive line, perhaps the unit that might have impressed me the most. Willie Allen, the former LSU left offensive tackle, has had, I'd say he's had the best camp of any player on Tech's team. He's won the left tackle job. He'll make his second career start. He started a year ago against UTSA. He's going to be really good. I think he's got a chance to be the best tackle Tech's had in quite some time, especially in the Holtz era. He's playing really well. The offensive line's experienced. You know, you talk about Cody Russey. He's a third-year starter. Kirkpatrick's back at left guard. Reed's a four-year starter at right guard. Right tackle, that's where I got my question marks. Dwight Stallworth, he's a redshirt senior. You know, he's been around the program for 4 years now. He's still battling it out with Anton Lewis, the junior college transfer from Florida. We'll see if there's a weak spot in the offensive line. I think it's at right tackle. But I think the offense will be better. Now how much better? We'll see. But the unit will be improved. You can mark my words on that. Defensively, you got a question about that?
Yeah, just going to sum that up. You're saying kind of running back by committee, healthier wide receivers with and a new weapon in Isaiah Graham. Jamar looking another year in the system, looking like he's moving around.
Well,
you've quoted to me that a few times.
Well,
after
and I think
to
at receiver too. Not only is it healthier, I think you have some of those guys like a Smoke Harris, like a Wayne Toussaint. Some of those guys that
new weapons
earlier in they're early in their careers, but they do bring something that's sort of a difference maker to the table. You know, you talk about Toussaint; he can really run. You know, he's a guy that can beat you deep. He's a true legitimate threat. Praise O'Corey, he's a redshirt sophomore. He can beat you deep.
Well, I'm hearing, like, for me and a lot of other people that we hear, they complain about just how boring the offense was last year.
Well,
that's
why I'm not jumping in trying to swim. I want to see them do it.
Like, right, but you're potentially, we have a few more exciting weapons that may not be every down, every drive type of weapons.
There's
but
more weapons, yes.
More weapons.
You talk about a Griffin Hebert, a guy, a bigger slot guy, 6'3", 220, great hands, can really beat you with this route running. There's more weapons offensively. You know, whereas at receiver at the end of the year last year, Tech was, you know, five guys, maybe six. Now you're talking seven or eight that you're comfortable with and, you know, puts more stress on the defense. And that's ultimately what you're trying to do. Now, defensively, Bob Diaco, first season, 3-4 defense. I think it better suits Tech's personnel, if you ask me. You know, we've seen so many times Tech has those tweeners, like a James Jackson, a guy that really should play in the box. Is he a safety? Is he a linebacker? He fits this defense better. Willie Baker, obviously, he's got a lot on his shoulders. He's got to provide a pass rush. But if you want to compare Manny Diaz, Blake Baker, and Bob Diaco, I would say Diaco's closer to what Manny Diaz was back in 2014 from a scheme standpoint, what the type of pressures that he's going to bring. Now, can you fault Blake Baker for that? No, he had Jalen Ferguson rushing the passer. I would have relied on him as well.
Yeah, different personnel.
But this defense doesn't have that one dominant pass rusher, so you're going to see pressure come from so many different plays. He likes to bring his safeties into the box, likes to bring some heat with them. Also relies on his safeties to play a lot of man coverage. L'Jarius Sneed has tons of experience at cornerback, so that should be no issue. You hear them talk a lot about why B.J. Williamson won the safety job, his ability to play in man coverage. So it's going to be an attacking defense. It's a defense that I think is really good. Colin Scott's obviously back at inside linebacker. Trey Baldwin's won the other spot opposite him. The former Missouri linebacker's had a really nice spring and into the fall. He's down about 15 pounds. I think he's a true SEC linebacker and has ability to put together a really solid season. Special teams. Bailey Hill's back. I think his kickoffs will be better. How will he be on field goals? I don't know.
Honestly,
I think
that's
he's improved.
It's a big question mark.
I think he's gotten better, but I didn't see it in camp. Like he's kicking it further, but sometimes the accuracy can right. leave him at times, and that's a concern. At punter, I'll be honest, I'm concerned.
Second year in a row for me after being at camp and I'm concerned. Yeah, the kicking game is going to be spotty. I don't think Skip's going to be rushing out there for 45-yard field goals.
No, I agree.
I mean,
if it's fourth and three,
the days of Ryan Allen and
Matt Nelson,
Nelly are gone.
Yeah. So, I agree with you. I think you're going to
see. They'll get the job done. There's going to be times they'll break your heart. They may surprise you, but it's not going to be a unit.
Whereas you saw in
2017,
fourth and three from the 35, he's running Barnes out there. I think this year, fourth and three from the 35, I think you trust Jamar. Right. I think he's more comfortable in his passing offense than he has been in years past. So, punt return, Mike Sam will return punts. Smoke Harris will return kicks. I think both guys can make big plays. Smoke concerns me a little bit, trying to go too much sideline to sideline. Could give you some issues, especially against a Texas team that has a lot of team speed.
Yeah, I may want to wait till a few games to hit your sideline to sideline stuff.
Yeah, but Mike Sam does a really good job at punt return. He catches the ball and gets north and south and really has a chance to be pretty good. So let's get into our predictions before we wrap it up. Beck, Texas, 20.5-point favorite. What you got?
The game, the whole game?
Yeah, what's the score?
Ben, I'm going to go 38-24. Wait, that's not that different than 38-21.
17-point game.
Yeah, 17-point game. Halftime, I think, is close. Got a text on the personal text line asking what we thought the halftime score would be.
I think it'll be tight.
It's going to be tight, Ben. That's Tech.
One thing,
Tech plays big schools tight, and then
the one thing is I think Tech has to avoid the bum rush early. At LSU, the game was 21-0, like 8 minutes in. Yeah, like Tech got back in it, but you're not coming back from 21-0 in that environment.
Right.
So Tech's got to show some maturity.
But I feel like that's what Tech does. In big games, Tech goes hard in the paint at first. Some good things happen. We get up sometimes, and then the team that is favored to win settles in and gets on their feet by the second half.
Absolutely. Taves, what you got?
I'm not quite as optimistic. 44-20, UT.
44, Taves?
All right. You heard him. He didn't stutter. All right, you got 38-21. Taves got 44-20.
BC?
I'm going 41-24.
Okay.
41-24. I think it's tight at the half. I think it's 17-14, 20-17. Ultimately, I think Tech, gets worn down defensively. I think Texas gets some late scores to kind of put it away. But I think it'll be a good football game. Hopefully, the offense impresses because that's what Tech needs the most. The offense has to take a step forward if Tech's going to take a step forward as a team this year. So, anyways, we're going to thank our guest tonight, Tommy McClellan, La Tech Athletics Director, Anwar Richardson, OrangeBloods.com, for joining us. As always, Robbie and Chalmette, thanks for joining us. For Beck Haynes, John Tabor running the board, I'm Ben Carlisle. We'll be back next week. We'll see you.
Listen for the First National Bank Bleed Tech Blue Radio Show every Tuesday at 6 p.m. with your host, Ben Carlisle. Also brought to you by O'Neill Gas, Brister's Smokehouse, Acme Glass, Dairy Queen, Walpole Tire, and Ideal Portable Buildings. Thanks for listening to Bleed Tech Blue Radio on Sports Talk 97.7.
Nobody's going to like that week off. Where there's no football.
Right.
Is that what you're proposing? Because, that 2 weeks without football would be killing you. No, we don't go through it because the teams play their first – the bye weeks, there's always other teams playing.
Right. There's
games still.
What do they call wild card weekend? Right?
Well, he's talking about – I'm talking about during the regular season when one division is off. there are other teams playing, so you don't miss football.
Right,
you just
right.
have some, you know. But during the playoffs, like you said, it's wild card weekend. So you don't miss. We only miss a week
between,
of football, between the
championship and right, the Super Bowl. Right.
Exactly. So, no, people wouldn't like that. The third bye week, I mean, the idea of three during the regular season, that's not bad. But, no, not during the playoffs, not before the playoffs. The early retirements of Andrew Luck and Rob Gronkowski prove that NFL teams need to make a change. Jerry Brewer from the Washington Post will explain next. But first, bringing back Ralph Irvin. What's happening, Ralph?
Lots going on across Major League Baseball, including Pete Alonso hitting a Mets record 42nd home run. A solo shot in the fourth inning, giving New York a 1-0 lead over the Cubs. That also ties him for the Major League Baseball lead. Again, 42 home runs. Philadelphia gets an RBI single from Corey Dickerson in the third inning. Adam Haseley's added one in the fourth, and the Phillies now have a 3-2 lead over Pittsburgh. Still batting in the bottom of the fourth inning. Baltimore still shutting out Washington. 2-0 Orioles. They're in the fifth inning. Toronto still shutting out Atlanta. 2-0. They're in the fifth. And Detroit, well, they've given up another one. Cleveland gets another run on the scoreboard on a sacrifice fly. They take a 4-1 lead over the Tigers. They're in the fourth inning. Orlando Arcia and